and you are so much crying, weeping and doing prayer, but yet no gain. You are not given. So you are certainly a cheater. You are short. Cheater. Certainly you are cheater. You will not give him, give your this habit of giving this cheaterness. We see that you have become achyuta by this disquality. So achyuta. At first we knew that we have so good qualities, and from good qualities you never falls. But we are seeing that you never falls from these bad qualities. Then Krishna is telling perhaps that, oh gopis, you know my this habit, that I cannot leave this habit, but why you can? And in this night, why you can? In answer he is telling that, we have not come by our own
will.
We have not come. But you have called us. How I have called us? We have come by the sound of your Venunad. In that Venunad, it was seeming that you are taking our name, and so eagerly, and with so weeping, and with so murchana bhav, that you cannot live without us. And seeing this, thinking this, we became mad. And so we are coming, running here, like mad. Even we did not heard the orders of our Gurujan. Gurujan and father, mother, our husband and all others. Disobeying them, we have come here. What will be
in future,
we did not,
don't mind.
At that time we could not have any thing to think like all these things, as bad person. If you have come so, and your words are true, then, O Mudha, Mudha means O foolish cowherd girls, then you should suffer. In the answer, gopis are telling, O Sat. He is telling Mudha, and they are telling Satha. Gopis are telling, we have come to you, swang means with our own will, swang.
Independent swayam.
If a man does so much effort to have gold, and so much more effort for a chintamani, chintamani is not seen anywhere. But if any can man see that chintamani has come automatically in my hand, and if he
throws it away
anywhere, then he is so much foolish. So we are like chintamani, so beautiful. We cannot come, but yet we have come for your bhagya,
fortune,
by your fortune, automatically chintamani you have got, not only one chintamani. So lakhs and lakhs of chintamani has come in your chance, we have come here. You should see it. So you are fat.
How fortunate you are.
But Yet you are achyuta. You are hathakarita. Shatha. Shatha means you don't know the value of all this chintamani. It is very hard for anyone in world, for also Narayan and all others. We have come. But you are so much darpunk.
Cowherd.
Eh? Darpunk means those who fear from anyone. Like dogs, you know, when a powerful dog comes, the less powerful dog does his less. And like so, and daant uska baar karke aise ho jata, you know,
coward,
coward, coward. Like a coward, you are fearing from samaj, whole
society,
you fear from our husband, you fear from your all
relatives,
so you are coward. And nishthur, nishthur means nirdar,
cruel-hearted
you also. Both. Like bad.
Hunter.
They hunt so many deers, very beautiful and sweet deers. They hunt. No, nothing. What?
No feeling, no heart,
no
mercy.
No mercy at all. Like you. Atayev? You have left us. What? Now we are thinking that you have left us as if anyone, any fortune, by fortune, he had secured any chintamani and he again falls. Then it should be known that he knows nothing. He has no idea of chintamani. That you have cheated us, but you are cheated yourself. You have become what? हम लोगों का संग का संग को तुमने उपलब्धि नहीं की, उसको काम में नहीं लगाया. That how precious we are, you have no realization. So you become vanchita. Vanchita means you have been cheated. You have cheated yourself. You know Kamdev?
Yes.
Who is Kamdev?
The god of lust or love.
He tells to Bairagi Babaji and Bairagi Dal. Dal, you know?
No renounce order.
Bairagi.
Ascetic.
Those who have left world and they have done cutting their all hairs, become without clothes, like Sukadeva Goswami, don't cook, don't take anything. Kamdev tells that, oh, see all these beggars. For me, they have become so. I have done them like so. Because they hate us, me, so I have done so. So they are begging here and there without no clothes and no nothing, eating, no nothing. So they are like prisoners. So I am giving suffering to all those who hate me. So gopis are telling. Achha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Ho gaya. And Vaishnav Toshini. Gati Bida. There is a word Gati Bida. All are the same, but I am telling some
Gati Bida.
Some special words that he has explained in other way also. Gati Vidas means Gati Vidas, it is used for Krishna and it is used also for gopis. No? In both ways. When it is Gati Vidah, we know your Gati, your movement. When you play on Venu and Venu sound, that is Nad. Tune comes to us, we at once know that you are calling for us, you cannot live without us. So you are calling. And we know that you are Kami. Kami means?
Lusty person.
So we know the ear. And for Krishna, Krishna Gati Vida, they are telling that you are Gati Vida. Because you know that if your sound will come to us in our ears, we cannot live in hell. So you also know. As deer comes to hunters by hearing the sound of their bansi, sweet song, we have come to you. Another meaning is that Gati Vida, you want to play, you are so much expert in playing on Venu. You play on Venu so sweet that all kinds of varieties of sounds and tunes comes in that. That comes from lower to upper in trembling way and from avaroha, from upper to lower. These are very tunes, very good tunes. Anyone can be attracted to all these tunes. So, you know so many raga ragini, you know, so many tunes and you are expert. So, know that by which sound, tune, they can be attracted here. And you play on that, and so we come like deers to you. So Gati Vidas means three explanation he has given. Krishna is telling that, I know that you are very dhir prakriti, you are very you will not move from
sober
your
nature,
very strict nature. But why you came? Because by hearing the song, your Venunad, Brahma, Shakra Sarva Parameshti Puroga, Shakra Mani Indra, Brahma, and Shankar, Indra, all attracts. So why we will not, we are ladies and we have some attachment to you and you are so beautiful. So why we will not be attached? We became mad and we attracted and we came. One thing. Kast, kitava josita kasta jennisi. You are so kitav. Kita means a thug, a cheater, that anyone cannot leave these so beautiful, sweet gopis, ladies, in the night on the bank of Jamuna, in so cool and very beautiful night, anyone cannot leave all these ladies without you, who you are only. So here they are telling that he kita, o cheater, in whole world there is no such bunch of thug, cheater like you. That a cheater is cheated.
Cheats himself.
Huh?
The cheater cheats himself.
Himself. All cheaters cheat anything for any gain, but you cheat to cheat you. Anyone cannot leave these very beautiful and these ladies. So they are telling Achyuta, you are truly Achyuta, because you are cheater and you did not leave cheating and yourself cheating. Your only favorite gun mane?
Quality.
Quality is that to cheat. So you cannot live without cheating. So you are Achyuta. For all durgun ke liye, is
the bad quality.
For this bad quality, you cannot live. So your this Achyut name is justified. There are also so many meanings hidden behind. We have not touched all these things. You should know it by doing bhajan. That's today, two shlokas. Now it is evening also. Hello. Any question?
Yeah.
What?
The gopis' moods. They shift, they change from one verse to another. In this verse, they're calling Krishna very sharp words, cheater, coward, fool. But in previous verse, they say, it is not your fault, this misery, it is just our karma,
no,
or it is the
there
creator.
Are two, four kinds of gopis. Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Tatastha and Suhid. You know?
Yes.
In all shlokas, there are four meanings. So, you should concile it that those who are telling of that quality of gopis are telling.
They spoke. Like, and then next verse, the others speak.
Like so. Or, they have not described four kinds of explanation in whole shlokas, but it can be realized. Those who are swapaksha, mane bam swabhava, bam?
Left, contrary.
Those who are leftists,
yeah.
Like Srimati Radhika, bam mya, they are telling so.
Yes.
And when they are praying, then it should be thought that they are Chandravali, and in the medium Suhrid, and nearer to Vipaksha, mane Dakshinya, they are Tatastha. So, when they are telling like so, about viparit, mane man, opposite, then you should think that these are Radhika is telling, or his paksha Lalita Vishakar is telling. Sometimes Chandravali is telling, sometimes Shyamala is telling, but sometimes Bhadra is telling.
But sometimes one gopi will also change.
Change modes, so many thoughts, modes coming. Sometimes very, very happiness, sometimes so much sorrow, they can change. Like waves in sea, sometimes so high, sometimes so, sometimes. Thus,
it is very hard to penetrate in these things. We should always be careful for these things and calm. And we should not think it like calm, like lust. We should pray these books, these shlokas, these are mantra, Krishna and Gopika, so that we may understand something and follow. Because Jiva Goswami and Krishna, Chakravarti Thakur has prayed so much to Gopi that even Sukhdev Goswami cannot understand all these things. But by the grace of, by the mercy of Gopis, he has tested something. So we pray in your hope that we can understand something. And what we are telling, what we are thinking and testing, only by your mercy we are thinking. Anyone cannot realize all these things.
Chalo. 16 or 17?
No, up to 16.
What?
The meaning of gati vidastavo, gati vida, can Dhanudhar Swami can explain gati vida? Prabhupada knew that he will have to go to his master. So he told to his associates, or Guru Maharaj was there, Gosai Maharaj was also there, Kunja Vihari Prabhu, you know Kunja Vihari, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, and all others were there. And he told that I am unhappy that I have come for a mission to give the things that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And he has ordered me to give Vipralambha and all other things and Gopi Prem. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to fulfill his all things. But more time went in cutting jungles of Mayabad, Sahajiyabad, Sakhij, Inki and all others. Especially if there is Mayabad jungle, forest, then bhakti seeds will not sprout. So I have cut so many jungles, but yet there are so many jungles in whole world. So my most of the time went on clarifying all these things and saying his mood become changed and he become mouth become reddish and he told that slow, jasya kadapi basananchalo khayelo natha dhanyati dhanya pavanina kritarthmani yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanopi tasya namastu visubhanu bhuo dati. And he explained that how Krishna is obedient to Srimati Radhika. You know, there is a sloka, Susakhyon mad mattoru garvai dargadit mukunda kalpita kalpatalpa chadmapumaradi nitramanandayattvam. There is a sloka that Smara bilasita talpe jalba lilam alalpam karmakita parihinam bibhrati tena sartam misaur parirambharam bhitte kubarsma chanamapumarade netramanam. Susakhyo numad mattoru garvi. Susakhyo. Krishna is so much obedient to Srimati Radhika. Why? Radhika is always full of garba.
Full of proud.
Not proud, garba.
Understanding?
Yes. Full of always garba. Because Krishna is her. Madhyata my bhav. Mood of Madhyata. Chandravali is mood of
Tadiya
Bhav. So Krishna uske adhin mane ki?
Controlled
by only Radhika, because Madhyata Bhav is there and she is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Swadhin Bhartrika, you know, you have come here piche, understanding? You can. So Krishna is controlled by her. These are of two kinds. No? Maitri and Sakha. Maitri and Sakha. Sakha and Maitri. This thing. Swadhin Bhartrika has two kinds. First, Madhyata and Tadiyata Bhav, two parts, and again there are two parts. Maitri Bhav, Maitri Mood and Sakhya Mood. Where there is some Vinay, and Vinay is prominent, Vinay means prayer, with a mood of prayer, and prominent, and Swadhin Bhartrika, mane prem is less, ne? Then it is called Maitri Bhav. And when Priti becomes prominent and prayer becomes
secondary. Minor.
Eh? Then it is called Sakhya. Also, Chandravali becomes Swadhin Bhartrika, but with Maitri.
Vinay.
Down.
That's the mystery.
Prominent. And Radhika becomes Swadhin Bhartrika with Sakhya Bhav. No? At that time, she can order Krishna. No? Order Krishna. And Krishna will carry out even if he will have any hint of order. Dargatita Mukunda Kalpita Kalpatalpa. Here. That is, he will always be ready to carry out any hint if he takes from Radhika. And Pra Chandravali ordered, prominent orders, she should tell. So Radhika is most prominent in all gopis. Prabhupada has also been ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry out this order to make Srimati Radhika in all devotees, that they should know that the Radhika is most powerful among all gopis. And to be the dasi of Radhika will have to be rupa, to go in the
Rupanuga.
Will have to be Rupanuga. Without Rupanuga, without Rupmanjari.
Guidance of
Rupmanjari. We cannot serve Radhika more. There are also, you know, that Subal, Siddham, they are Priya Narma Sakha.
Ujjwal.
They are inclined to Srimati Radhika and they are pleased if Radhika and Krishna meets Krishna. But there are some also cowherds, Priya Narma Sakha for Chandravali. No? Those who plead. No? But Prabhupada was very, very much inclined to Srimati Radhika in favor of Rupanuga. He was Rupanuga. So he wanted to fulfill the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this idea that we want to be the dasi of Rupmanjari, so that we can serve Radha and Krishna, not Chandravali and others. So his idea was to
preach.
Not preach, but it is not preached, to inspire the devotees for this Radhika service. But he told that I could not do this, so I am unhappy. So you all should gather and come in the shade of any ashray.
Shelter.
Shelter of ashray, tattva. Who is ashray tattva? Guru is ashray tattva. So you should come in the ki?
Shade
of ashray tattva. And in ashray tattva living in one, you should serve Radha and Krishna jugal in guidance of Rup Manjari. No? This was his root motive to give this world. He told that for this I have given so much suffering to so many persons because I have snatched their good boys, educated and so much qualified boys and girls in this way. And so they become furious to me. Also some
society
of Vrindavan, Navadip and Vrindavan also, they made a movement against me. They did not follow my ideas, so they became opposite to me. But one day they will come when they will realize that I have done good for society, good for vyakti,
personal,
and for all I have done, sir. And they will repent for me that they have made against me this. So you should serve Radha and Krishna jugal in the shadow of
shelter
of ashray tattva, mani guru tattva. Don't quarrel. You should not only think that we will be happy in gathering all the things which are now not with me. There are so many lack of things, so many things that we are in lack of them. बहुत सी चीज़ें हैं हमें अभाव है बट वर्ल्डली दिस थिंग विल नॉट मेक अस हैप्पी सो द फ्रूट ऑफ दिस हैविंग द बॉडी ऑफ मैन इज नॉट टू गैदर ऑल दिस थिंग्स एंड टू कंप्लीट ऑल द जीरो थिंग्स नो वी हैव ऑल्सो सम काइंड्स ऑफ रोग. We have the ashanti of mind. Understand?
Restless of mind.
Worries so much. But leave it all. Leave them all. You should make a final goal of your life. After this, where we'll have to go and what we'll have to do. And how our soul will be happy. Don't go towards all these things. One day this mundane body will go and it will be old, poisoned by so many rogues. But yet, at that time, if you will give it to Krishna for his service, the life of success you will gain by giving this very bad, wretched body also if you get to donate to Krishna. Arpan karna. So, please try to follow my ideas. You should not quarrel yourself for all worldly values, things. Always keep in mind what I have told. And then he left this world. At that time our Guru Maharaj was there. And Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, at that time he has not taken sannyas. He was the supreme of our that time. He prastav kiya. He proposed that our Prabhupada should be given to fire in Calcutta in burning heart of Bagh Bazar, that is called mone ache ki naam any ghat, I am not remember there, but our Gurudev told that I will see, I request to you all at Kauratal. But our Guru Maharaj opposed this and told and requested he that he should go to, we will take our Prabhupada, this aprakrit body, to Mayapur, and where he used to do his bhajan. And he will do his bhajan, yet he is alive. He will be in samadhi, that I told you. His idea I told you. He will be in samadhi there, and we will erect samadhi mandir there, and he will guide forever there, living there with his Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should. When they again opposed, then he became furious and told that, I am until here. You cannot take him to Kevada. I will see who is doing this. And telling very bravely, boldly. Then he managed a train from Calcutta to Krishnanagar. And about thousands and thousands of persons went with that aprakrit sarir to Mayapur in morning. At about 1st December or what any?
1st January. 31st
and
December.
They took that aprakrit body in evening, and whole night kirtan was going where the samadhi is. Our Guru Maharaj and so many young boys dig that samadhi. And how I do your Prabhupada here in Vrindavan, he did whole, managed his whole thing there. He gave Sringar all these things. And he was given to samadhi there. Next date. In no time he preached this thing in whole India. He also sent Ban Maharaj and Tirtha Maharaj. Old Tirtha Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj. To Western countries. But as he wanted, preaching was not so advanced. He also called to Ban Maharaj called for from England because he done some anything. So he called and told that we have not gone to take anything from Western countries, this bhakti bhav. We have no need to take it out. So you should give what I have told to you. Bhakti Pratija Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Don't take their things as Vivekananda took. Western
civilization.
Eat, drink and be merry. They should not do. So he became something apprehensive, you know what?
Yes, fearful.
Then he sent Goswami Maharaj. And after that he has order. Before he has order for Swamiji to do. So Swamiji Maharaj done miracles. And Prabhupada was so much
pleased
to know that he has done this task. You are now, you all, all are doing his, completing his task. Today, he should be merciful to all us, to inspire Shuddha Bhakti, so that we can do and we can also preach something. Yes. Gati Vidho.
One who knows our movements. So the gopis are saying to Krishna, you know our movements because you are playing the flute so nicely that you are capturing our hearts, and therefore we will move.
And second? No. Second? How gopis are Gati Vidha?
Well, he just said they know the movement of Krishna.
How?
How? How do they know this?
No. What they have told that we are Gati Vidha. We know your
moments.
What they told? How do we guess that they are Gati Vidha, gopis?
Because they're so attractive.
Who?
The gopis, that they're going to force Krishna to call them. So, we know why you have called us here, they say.
That is.
In the middle of the night.
We know that you are hankering for us. Yeah. We know. And you have been cheated by us. You cannot live without us. And your sound says all these things to us. That Krishna cannot live a moment without us. So he is playing, giving Nad Bindu, Nad, in Venu. That, oh Gopi, I cannot live without you. So come at once. So knowing this, we have come. From you. That your desire we need. So gati vidastava udgita mohita. Kita? Cheater. Why cheater?
He's cheating himself.
He himself.
This is the thing. Why himself?
Because he doesn't come. They've come, he is not coming.
If a man got any chintamani, that chintamani comes willingly to him, any person, without effort. But he, then he is moodha and cheated. So you are cheated person. We so qualified that anyone cannot refuse us. And he still. So there is none in this whole world like you. You are cheated. You have gone to cheat us, but you are cheated.
It's called achyuta.
Achyuta. Because you are achyuta. You are achyut for these qualities. तुम अपने गुणों में अच्युत हो नहीं अवगुणों में बिकॉज यू आर हैव बीन चीटेड योर दैट इज चीटेड फ्रॉम यू यू कैन कैनॉट बी सो दैट यू कैन चीट अदर बट यू विल ऑलवेज बी चीटेड यू आर प्रतिष्ठित इन दिस सो यू आर अच्युत
रहसि संविदं हेशयोदयं रहसितानं प्रेम वीक्षणं बृहदुरस्यो वृक्षधाम ते मुहुर्विस्पृहा मुह्यते मनः रहसि संविदं हेशयोदयं प्रहसिताननं प्रेमवीक्षणं बृहदुरस्यो वृक्षधाम ते मूर्धसिंहा मुह्यते मनः
Common meaning is apparent.
Yes, we have it.
You have?
Translated.
You can read.
Our minds are again and again bewildered by thinking of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret places, by feeling the rise of lust in our hearts, and by remembering your smiling face, your loving glances, and your expansive chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you.
This is most common meaning. No? First we know, we should read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Last sloka, Pati Sutanvaya. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that you are Kitava, cheater, and you have been cheated. Cheated also.
You cheated yourself.
Cheater also and cheated also, both. So in whole world there is, who is that younger person, Juva. Juva means Kishore. Who is Kishore? That he is so nishthur and nirdar.
Nishthur and Nirdaya.
Cool-hearted and kindless.
That itself, they have come to you so qualified, so beautiful, so sweet, so Kishori gopis. They have come to you and you have left them.
Neglected them.
Like I told a story of Kamdev.
Yes.
Kamdev is telling that those who hate me, I make them beggar, street beggar, enough of nowhere. They think that we have conquered Kamdev, but they have been done by me that they are street beggars, nothing eating, all hairs, everything naked, no eating, no drinking. They don't know any taste of whole world. So they are beaten by me. And they are useless in this world. So gopis are telling that you are Kisho. And we thought that you are so sweet, so udar, so qualified, beautiful. But we are saying that you have no good all these qualities. You are only vanchit. Then what should we do? Krishna rahasi samvidam in this shlok, or yahi to hum log pad rahe hain na,
rahasi samvidam.
We have come here mohita. Mohita in 16. We have come mohita.
Gopi vidastavo goti mohita.
Geet mohita. Geet mohita. We have come here. Why? Because you have inspired your all these bad qualities in us. So we have become mohita. Bewildered, we have come here because we have, at that time we have no vivek, no this
intelligence.
Yeah? Without intelligence at that time, so we came here anyhow. Mohita, especially you have five things that are the arrow of Kamdev. And that five things you have with you. And that is why you have shut down our heart. And so everything of our mind, remembrance and all intelligence, everything we have lost. And in the end we have come here. What they are telling? Rahasi samvidam. Are here also muhyate manaha. Muhyate manaha. We have become mohita. Mohit means?
Bewildered.
Become bewildered. Why? Rahasi samvidam. Rahasya samvidam means these five arrows, they entered our heart through eyes. No? Eyes, through eyes, by this. And went direct in our heart. And in five corners, they
wounded us.
They are firing, jala rahe hain,
burning,
our whole heart. So we have come here, running here. So you should save us. These five arrows are these. First, Rahasya Samvidam. Rahasya Samvidam means the dialects in solitary places, begging from us something that we cannot say, begging something. That is begging Rati, you know, prem from us, through the nad of Venu nad, or in dialect you expressed your prayer directly. So this is Rahasya Samvidam. Understand?
Yes.
Rati Benjak Prarthana. And Ditya Hritswayodayam. Hritswayodayam to see us, seeing us, you became full of calm. Full of, not last, but last. You become so much full of calm. And we saw your heart. You showed us your heart. And that was full of kamna to meet us. And when we saw, we come so much piteous, dayalu, that your heart is burning from calm to meet us. So we have come here running to save you. Hritswayodayam. And seeing your Hritswayodayam, we have become also Hritswayodayam. Your seeing and praying, we also have become like so, and we have come here to protect you. Hritswayodayam. Not our Hritswayodayam. We saw your Hritswayodayam. And we have come. Hritswayodayam. Third, Prahasitananam. Prahasitananam means?
Smiling face.
Smiling face. Not only smiling face. A flower becomes smiling, but he cannot tell anything. No? But your smiling telling something, requesting something,
begging
something. How? By the these corners, eyes corners, with laughing. Yeah? And fourth, Supreme Ikshanam. Supreme Ikshanam. Ikshanam means to see by the corner of eyes. With Supreme, meaning with begging something, wanting something. And fifth, your seeing your baksha very spread,
chest.
Here chest means that was burning with what?
Calm
to meet us. And we realize dhak 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 it was being. Understand?
Palpitating,
like palpitating to meet us. We
realized.
We watched this. That your whole heart is full of calm. We realized it. How? Because golden air were telling through Lakshmi is sitting there. So she was telling all these things. And seeing this, we became mohit, we became mad that how we can protect you. So you have come running here with no buddhi tuddhi sabko dur kar, vivek ko, only to protect you and to give you what you want. So having realized that you want to our association, we have come here with utkantha. How you can be protected? This is of Malli Susakha Pranay Bhav of Radhika, not of Chandravali.
Not much, but
so. Chandravali has told that you have read in meaning.
Outer meaning.
That meaning.
Yeah, right.
This is of Chandravali. This is right. It is also right. But this is because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is associates of Rup Manjari and Radha Paksha. So she cannot pray like this, that is told. So this is the way. This is of certainly now something which is important in Vaishnava Toshi. He is also telling, because he is Ki Manjari? Vilas Manjari. He is also attendant of Rup Manjari. So he has also the same idea, but something different.
Chakravarti Thakur ke?
Ke? Manjari? Rup Manjari Anubhuta. So near and dear to Rup Manjari. He is told to be the incarnation of Rup Manjari. Incarnation means?
Prakash.
Expansion.
Expansion. He is telling that muhyate manaha. Muhyate means we are bewildered. How? Hrishayodayam. Viksha. Viksha. In second line, viksha. Viksha. Hrishya yodanam, yodayam, in your heart, we have become muhyaman. Understand?
Bewildered.
Why? Because they are telling that we are seeing that calm has come in your heart. Hrishayodayam. Hrishayodayam means hrit, mane heart, shay. Shay means rog, haridarog. Udayam in your heart. And that is why you cannot sit peacefully, so you have called us. So we have realized this. So we have come here to subside your this rogue. Krishna is telling how you knew that I am
full of calm by her, then he is telling, Arahasi Samvidam. Rahasi Samvidam means, when he was in the society of gopis, meeting with gopis, when he was not disappeared, at that time, Rahasi Samvidam, Krishna told them something. Rahasi means in Nirjana Sthan, in quite solitary place. Samvidam means in dialogue. There are so many ways to express ideas. By Vyanjana, by Lakshana, by Abhidha. If any one expert in prema, then they will not tell anything direct. Only in Vyanjana. That Krishna takes a garland. Brinda sees it, that Krishna has taken any garland, golden garden, golden, that is, kya hota hai? Kamal, Champak Pushpa, and the garland of Champak Pushpa, and Krishna takes it. Brinda sees it, and tells to Srimati Radhika, that Krishna had told me to bring Srimati Radhika, and he wants to be garland of Radhanik. So you should at once go. This is Vyanjana. Understand?
Yes.
All the, no.
Symbolic
and in Vyanjana. If Krishna takes any cows in his arms, then it should be think something other thing by his action. So, Rahasi Samvidam, you have told something. That we have no need your this Hitsoyodayam. Prahasitanam, that the same. Prasitananam, meaning laughing, smiling, and wanting something by laughing, in smiling. So that your calm should be inspired to in us also. Krishna wants that they should meet us. How he can do? By inspiring them. In the same thing in which he is inspired, and by laughing, by smiling, he is inspiring them also to be full of calm, so that they can meet up, meet me. So, seeing this, prema vikshanam, prema vikshanam also, wanting something, vishatrishananayam. Satrishnan mane?
Thirsty eyes.
With thirsty eyes. Want water. Want nectar to drink. So, you see towards us with that motive, and we have no need. And showing your vastakshal, this.
Yes.
By seeing, you are making us also full of calm. Because there she lives, and it is so full of shobha, beautifulness. All kinds of beautifulness is there. there are two verbs, bhiksha and spriha. No? Here is bhiksha dhamate, brihad ura siro. Here brihad ura siro, bhiksha and spriha, ati spriha. These words denote something very deep. Brihad means, what is the meaning of brihad?
Vast.
Huh?
Like brihad bhagavatamrita.
Huh, brihad.
Large, big.
Hmm.
Wide.
Wide. But here that is not meaning. Here brihad means so much deep. इतना उनकी इच्छा बृहत है अति 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 अरे छोड़ दो
ठंडा 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 ये ठंडा लग रहा
है अरे छोड़ दो बृहत मींस हियर सो डीप फीलिंग इज देयर हुज फीलिंग कृष्ण फीलिंग बृहत सो डीप उरस्यो दैट वी कैन सी फ्रॉम योर heart, we feel it. If there is so much calm or anything is there, wish is there, this, your face will tell what is in your heart. If there is sorrow, it will declare. If it is so much prem, it will declare. If you are angry here, face will tell. Everything face will tell. So you are seeing your face and we are understanding it that Briha, Briha, you have so much calm to come in our association. Want our association, Brihad. No? Brihad. And seeing your spriha, in first meaning, your our desire. We are wanting your to sit or to be in your breast. But here, meaning another is this, that this spriha, gopis are bhikshing, bhiksha, for gopis, they are seeing. What they are seeing is spriha of Krishna, ati spriha, that Krishna is wanting so much them. And that is why we have become muhyate. We have become
bewildered.
That why being a man and he is so bewildered, Krishna, he cannot check all these things. By five things he is attacking us, he tries. But he fails. Now we want his remedy. So we are Muhya. How we can satisfy, why we can subside his all these things? Muhya. First meaning is good that according to that, seeing all your these things. That it is so also beautiful, fifth arrow is this, so beautiful, Sriyo mane, it is the center of all kinds of Sobha, beautifulness, no? So madhur, sweet, which we have seen and have become bewildered, first meaning, and second meaning that I have told. So Krishna has ati spriha. And seeing this, we have ati spriha to protect Krishna, to fulfill the
strong
desires. They are telling also, mohiyate manaha means another meaning. That first you saw us and called us, and we came bilangha,
neglecting
the orders of our pati suttanvaya bhratri bandhava,
our parents,
and we came to you at that time. We saw that you are vidya with five these arrows, you are yourself, but now by all these five things we are seeing that you have come up to die. Ati sayye mrityu asanna suchit hoyachi. We are seeing that by calm we have come to tenth stage.
Death.
So by calm we are seeing that you are about to die. So you have come running here, and we are mohita means bewildered. How to protect you? Is also stating. Erup sprihar durnivarahitva apratikarja. So we are not seeing anything how you can save you. All these things of Krishna. They want to serve Krishna in all way. Today, bas. Then, 18.
Two more.
We can do tomorrow. Bas. So many things are that. In not explanation.
No, you've given us
so many things.
Yeah. This is just the outer meaning.
Mm. But there are some meanings.
Vishnu Chakravarti. Yeah.
But I have explained.
Yeah.
And also I have explained of Vaishnava Tosini, which are important.
Yeah.
Now we should go.
All right.
Because it's just so. Because I have no blood. It's not disclosed. And it disclosed before me. Hate Hari Bhanga. Hate Hari Bhanga jante hain. To broke any
feature.
Pot in the midst of
market.
Where? 100,000 of persons are there. This means to disclose anything in so many persons. How you tested that meaning?
It was such a good thing.
Yes, so wonderful. We never had understood this pastime. I've either the Kaliya serpent or Davanala Kund in this way. We were seeing it from your eyes.
Now I have given eyes to you. You should use and think and with bliss, with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and doing so. All past times have so many meanings and deep mood. Oh.
ब्रज भनौकसां व्यक्तिरङ्गते ब्रजनहं स्थलं ब्रजनाकच न तस्यात्मनां स्वजनां यन्निषु ब्रज भनौकसां व्यक्तिरङ्गते ब्रजनहं स्थलं विश्वमङ्गलम्. Ajamana kacha nastatmanam sajana hiduryam yanyeshu.
हे अंग
व्यक्ति
रंग
योर अंग
What in meaning?
Dear one, it says.
Beloved. Dear?
Dear one, or beloved.
That is anga.
Then?
What? Whole?
Yes. Meaning? Oh, beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braj's forests. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease of your devotees' hearts.
Yes. Common meaning is this.
Then,
we should read first Vaishnava Tosini because the Sunachakvarti Thika is already there. He is telling that in last day's law that by five arrows Rahasyam vidam, hrishavodayam, rahasitananam, premavakshanam, brihat puro sriyo viksha. Five, these are arrows of Kamdev. That is yours, five things. And by these things we know that you have some desire in your heart that is burning you. How you know? By your rahasya samvidam, rahasitananam, prema vikshanam. We knew. So we have come here to subside these yours. And we are muhyate, we are bewildered. How to pacify your all these things. So here both things cannot be done at a time. Braja Jauna Uka Sang Vyakti Rangate. Vyakti means so many meanings here. By that five things, it is vyakta, it is, we know that you have a very, very fast desire to meet us. And seeing your desire that calm, it comes in our heart also, inspires in our heart also. If banya ki hai, if flood comes in a main river, then every river's who falls in that main river are nearer to that big river, everywhere there is flood. It is right? So this flood of calm enters in your hridayas, and your this is burning, and seeing this by so many things, we realize it, and that thing comes also in us. That is Uddipana. By Uddipana, it also comes to us. That is why we are always thinking, hai mane elos, hai mane elos, elos. How we can invent the way how to pacify means
calm down,
to pacify your bad calm which is going burning and going on. So always we have pap in our heart, burning sensation in our heart, that how and by what way we could pacify your this thing. So always thinking about this, we become merged in your this bhav, in this mood, and that mood comes in us also. If a man will live with anyone, his virtue can or his this quality can come infected. So your this thing infected in our heart also. So we become also our heart burns always like yours. Yours, how to get the association of gopis, and we always are burning in our hearts that how we can satisfy or pacify your all desires. So that calm comes in us also. You think how to get the associations of gopi, and we how to have association of Krishna, both, each other. So now you are not here and we are searching you to give our association, because our affection, love, is automatically is to you. We automatically, by swabhavatah, naturally, we love you. So if any suffering comes to you,